Hey guys, how's it going? Matt Hall here, and today for the very first time, I'm gonna be doing my first reporting on my goals for 2018. This is a new tradition that I'm really excited about. I'm really excited to share with you guys kind of behind the scenes into our network marketing business, into building a personal brand, and the whole process and what it looks like from financials to building our business, how many people we're signing up, how we're signing them up, and also some life goals, because it's not all about business, right? So I don't want to only talk about business and money, because those aren't the most important things to me. And so I want this to be a well-rounded year for me. And so I'm gonna be reporting on my primary goals that I've set for every aspect of my life, okay? So let's dig right in. The first section, and this is, it's been really cool preparing for this episode here, because it's given me the chance to reflect, right, and to have a check-in and check in with myself and say, how are you doing with your goals? And you're going to see some of these goals I totally bombed in January, and others of them, you know, I'm doing okay. Some of them totally smashed, right? And so, it just gives me a chance to reflect, and I invite you to do the same thing. You know, if you're setting goals for yourself, make sure that you have a time set aside in a way to create accountability. And this, for me, it's a way to inspire, you know, people out there, and it's also a way for me to stay accountable, right? So let's dig right in. So first section is financial goals. And if you want to see detailed, you know, written out, check out the blog post for this video over at mattmindset.com in the goals reports section. But financially, we said, I will easily make $200,000 in revenue while impacting thousands of lives before December 31st. The result for January, we made $10,077.86, to be exact. So it was a pretty big drop from our last month, from December. But this is actually a payout of our December income, and December was a payout for November, at least for our network marketing income, which is the bulk of where this money comes from. But can't complain. You know, we feel extremely blessed, and it was definitely a good month. Hoping to if we want to hit the goal, if I want to hit the goal of 200,000 this year, then obviously I'm gonna have to up that significantly. So the average income in a month is going to need to be $15,000-$16,000 for us to reach this 200,000 goal. So looking forward to improving that, but definitely feel blessed and excited. There's a number of different income streams involved with our business. So our network marketing income is by far our greatest income, but we also have a couple of different courses, the Online Network Marketing Mastery Membership, a Udemy course. This is also including private one-on-one coaching, which I didn't do a lot of, but it does include that. And also affiliate marketing, okay? And I've got a video in the show notes or in the blog post here that walks through our approach to affiliate marketing and how it connects to our network marketing business if you're interested in that. Also, I will easily invest on a monthly basis into our Family Freedom Fund. So it's important not just to make money, but to be holding on to it for the long term and investing it in a way that it can create passive income, right? So we're investing monthly. That was achieved in January. We will rank advance onto the business goals. We will rank advance in our network marketing company before December 31st. This is in progress. This is a really big jump for us. And if we rank advance this year, our personal goal is to rank advance in the summer before the end of July. But that's in progress. We're working towards that, seeing growth all across our team, which is really exciting. We will personally sign up 150 people into our network marketing business before December 31st, 2018, and love the process serving these individuals. So we signed up 6 people in January, which is lower than our normal and lower than the average that we'll need to meet per month to sign up 150 people. But I broke down where these people came from. There were 3 people specifically that we found through our YouTube channel, through one of our company-specific YouTube channels in a market that we're growing right now. So that was great. One person reached out through Facebook, another person signed up through our ebook funnel, And another person came to us just through, I just put attraction marketing because there's no better term, but attraction marketing is basically, you know, when you position yourself as an authority in a specific niche or a specific area and people reach out to you to work with you. So those were the six people that we signed up in January. That's how they came in. And you'll notice none of those were us actually actively reaching out to people. All six of those people signed up in our business because they reached out to me, right? Or my wife. And so that's one of the reasons why I teach the strategies that I teach, is it becomes incredibly powerful. We didn't sign up a single person in January that we actively reached out to. Part of it is we do less of that now that we get so many leads, right? But you know, I want that for all of you, where you get that feeling where, you know, the ebook person, for example, through our ebook funnel, that person signed up without me ever talking to them. All of the other five, I did talk to them before they signed up in our business. Okay, next goal, we will easily win our company's 2019 incentive trip. Usually that the qualification for that runs from February to August, and so that's in progress. You know, it's February when I'm recording this, so everything we do from now on will count towards that goal. I'll easily become a founder of Brazil in our network marketing company. We are building right now in a country that's closed, but that's opening soon. And there's an opportunity called Founders Club, which we are super, super excited about. And that's in progress as well. We already have hundreds of people signed up down there in Brazil even before it opens. And we're shipping down a ton of product for our company. And that's looking good. So we're working towards that goal. In progress. I will easily launch an affiliate program for my online network marketing mastery membership before December 31st. This, I haven't made any progress. I'm still actually deciding if this is going to be a good move, if this is the way that I want to go with the brand. And so no progress on that one yet. I will easily redesign the online network marketing mastery membership. This is in progress. I'm currently planning out what the new sales page is going to look like and what even the back end, the members area is going to look like. I will easily create 12 new in-depth trainings, 12 new interviews/coaching sessions, and 2 new detailed funnel case studies for online network marketing mastery before December 31st, 2018. So for those of you who don't know, online network marketing mastery, it's a membership site that I've created, super low barrier of entry. It's really cheap, but it's basically me documenting everything that we're doing to sign people up in our network marketing business using online strategies. So this is specifically all of the online strategies that are working for us right now. And so results, I actually uploaded 9 new trainings in January. So I've got 9 out of 12. I do upload trainings every single month, but I decided to add an additional bonus to the membership, which was a bunch of videos. And so got 9 new trainings up there in the membership, 1 new coaching recorded coaching session in there. And those are valuable just because I don't do a lot of one-on-one coaching. I do have a few one-on-one clients. But what's really valuable, I think, is seeing me coach other people and opening those up for you guys to see. And so I uploaded one of those into the membership last month, and I'll do another one this month. Then 1 new funnel case study I also did as well. And that's just partial. I only did, I think, 1 or 2 videos on that case study because I'm currently in it right now. That's for the sleep study that we're running for our business right now, which is a unique way to sample people and get people results and get them interested. But so far, the feedback for that has been amazing. And some people have already taken the idea and they're running with it, but I'm excited to show you guys the results in more. So definitely smash that goal. 9 new trainings uploaded already, plus a coaching session, plus a funnel case study is in the works. So that was great. I will easily create 2 new courses for network marketers on Udemy by December 31st. I've got the first one in progress. I'm right now mapping it out. It's actually going to be kind of a launch course for people who are starting their business or want to relaunch their business. And it's going to be me sharing strategies, and each day of the month of your, you know, your first month or your launch month, mapping out exactly what I would do, what I would say, who I'd say it to, and everything like that. So that's going to be a fun one. I will easily earn the free ClickFunnels car for helping network marketers use the software ClickFunnels to build their businesses. I'm 1/10 of the way there right now. So ClickFunnels has a cool car program for their affiliates. And this is the main software that I recommend people use in conjunction with their network marketing business online to do webinar registrations, to sell product, to do, you know, you can really do it all through this software. And there's more details about that in a couple videos on the show notes or in the blog post for this. I will easily create an epic new resource page on my website. No progress made on that yet. I will easily book and complete 2 new photo shoots. No progress on that yet. I will create, this is a big one for me. YouTube's a big focus for me this year. So I will create 100 new videos, have 2,000 subscribers and 100,000 views from 2018 on my YouTube channel. I uploaded 5 videos in January, so I'm a little bit behind on my goal for 100. I had 50 new subscribers for a total of 333 and 2,500 views, okay? So each month I'll be totaling up what I'm doing, and I've got a list in the blog post here for the 5 videos that I did. I think you'll like them. And yeah, so I'm definitely need to step up my game with the videos if I want to reach this goal to have 100 videos by the end of the year. I will easily have 500 likes on my business Facebook page and 10,000 followers on Instagram. I'm not doing anything to really actively grow these accounts right now, but I'm going to be doing some advertising later on in the year that I think will bump it up to these numbers. Okay, relationships and fun goals. I will easily take Shantae on 2 epic dates per month during 2018. So this was achieved, which I'm glad because she's my number one priority in life. Date number one, we went to a restaurant called Tsunami and had sushi and Asian tacos, which is our favorite. I got a picture on the blog post here. Date number two is we went to The Greatest Showman. We actually went Showman. We actually went twice to this movie in January because my wife just was obsessed with it. So those were fun dates. And then for our family adventures, you know, I also have that we will go on 2 family adventures per month, just get out with our family and have fun. And we definitely did a lot of family adventuring in Hawaii. So we were in Hawaii with my family in January, and it was a ton of fun. So I've got a couple pictures of that on the post as well. Okay, send 2 spontaneous gifts to team members or friends each month during 2018. I totally failed this in January. I did not send these extra gifts out, which is something I really want to do just to show appreciation and show people how much I love them and express gratitude for people on our team and off of our team. That I did not do, so I'm going to need to step up there. I'll easily travel to Hawaii, Brazil, London, Paris, and take 1 spontaneous trip with Shantae by December 31st. We did Hawaii in January, which was a ton of fun. Health and fitness. I will easily run a half marathon by December 31st. No progress made here yet. I haven't started training and I haven't even found which half marathon I want to do, but I'm excited for that. I will easily practice yoga 1 time per week to increase flexibility and emotional control during 2018. I only practiced yoga 1 time during the month of January, so I failed there. But it's a reminder again, each goal that I don't reach, that's why I'm doing these check-ins, is it's a reminder for me to key back into it. So I'll easily drop down to 195 pounds with 18% body fat by December 31st. So when I started the year, I was at 205 pounds and 25% body fat. 2 months earlier, I was at 219 pounds and 26% body fat. I'm currently down to 200.4 pounds with 24% body fat. And that is thanks to spending all of January in ketosis. And so that was really beneficial. And working out and exercising, obviously, as well. I will easily purchase and complete a genetics test before December 31st. I did purchase and have submitted my genetics test, and I'm just waiting for it to come back. I was planning on actually buying one of these that I could test my health as well and things that I'm predisposed to, but I ended up getting this as a gift, and so I'm going to do this one first, and I'll probably do another test later on in the year that's more health-related. Personal development goals. I'll easily read 12 books during December 31st, 2018. This one is huge for me because I'm not a big reader. Even though I see the benefit, I mostly consume content through podcasts and YouTube and things like that. But I did read the entire Expert Secrets book in January, and I've already ordered and I'm starting Crushing It by Gary Vaynerchuk for February. So I did achieve that goal. Attend 2 training events this year, no progress made there. I'll invest in and complete 2 new online courses to develop my skills and learn along with those who follow me by December 31st. So those of you who follow me really closely, you know that I did sign up for the Perfect Webinar course, and oh my gosh, it's been amazing. I'm gonna have a review video coming up soon about this course because it's been so beneficial, and I think it's gonna really, really up my webinar game, which is one of the main ways that we sign up people in our business. And it's really the best way to sell something online right now, in my opinion, is webinars. So that course has been phenomenal. So I've purchased 1 course so far and I'm going through it. And I kind of already know what my second course for the year is going to be, but I want to really implement this first one before I move on and purchase the next one. I'll easily complete 15 Chinese lessons per month on Duolingo. My wife speaks Chinese, so I have a goal to learn Chinese. And using the app Duolingo to kind of help dip my toes into the water. I did 0 out of 15. So this was a total fail for January. Definitely going to step up my game for February with the Chinese. And then my last goal, I will attend church each week. Our family is really religious, and we did achieve that goal. So that's it. That's it for the goals. Overall, you know, I'm happy with the direction that my life is heading in. But there are definitely some goals here for the year that I did not achieve what I wanted to achieve. And so I'm recommitting for the rest of February. I'm already in February recommitting to these goals. And again, guys, it's super valuable to keep your goals top of mind, to check in with yourself on a regular basis and have a reason to be accountable. You guys have become my reason this year to be accountable for these goals. So thank you. And I really hope that this will inspire you to step up your game in your life and to set goals and to keep yourself accountable and achieve more. And there's some people out there who are doing way more than we're doing. Other people are going to think that I'm crazy, that these goals are crazy, right? But it's going to be a good year, and it's already off to a good start. So thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions or feedback, let me know. Send me a message or hit me up in the comments below this video, below the blog post, or on the podcast. Okay. Have an amazing, amazing day, guys. We'll talk soon. Bye.